الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. إمام صادق عليه السلام said, the ayah in end of Surah Fajr is related to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Of course, when we have such hadith that mention this ayah relates to this personality or to this incident, it doesn't limit it to that case, but it means that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is one of the best examples of this ayah. So I want to just have a reflection on this ayah and see how can we inshallah learn from this as individuals and as community. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. So this is a very special address. You know, sometimes Allah addresses all humanity. Ya ayyuhan nas. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. But here, only very limited, very select group of people are addressed. Those who have reached the level of tranquility. They have confident soul, tranquil soul. As you know, we have three different levels of soul. Nafs ammare, nafs lawame, nafs mutma'inne. The people who have achieved this level of sukoon, serenity, tranquility, these are addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. In Quran itself, the way to achieve this itminan is explained. Nothing important for our happiness, for our guidance is missed and left out in the Quran. Everything that we need is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah praises people who have iman, but on top of iman, through remembrance of Allah, their hearts come at rest, they have tranquility. But then Allah, to tell us that this is not something which is happening for some people as exception, then as a general rule, immediately says, Ala bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. It's not only for some people. This is a general rule that only with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can achieve this tranquility. So the main way to progress, to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is remembrance of Allah. As we say in Dua Kumail, Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bizikrik. I come closer to you through your remembrance. So the first thing that someone like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who is an example of this ayah, has achieved is remembrance of Allah. This is the basis, this is the foundation. Without remembrance of Allah, we are all ill. We are all malfunctioning. This is why Imam Ali again in Dua Kumail said, Ya man ismuhu dawa wa dhikruhu shifa. It means that without remembering him, we are ill. Our medicine, our treatment comes from remembrance. If you don't have remembrance, you are ill. You don't function properly. It's like an engine which has no petrol or has bad petrol. In both ways cannot function properly. So we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just a matter of saying La ilaha illallah subhanallah. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala عند حلاله وحرامه. You remember Allah whenever you come across a situation in which Allah has instructed you to do something, you observe it. When Allah has said not to do it, you don't do it. This is remembrance of Allah. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam, all his life, unfortunately we are not very familiar with the life of Imam Hussein, although Imam Hussein maybe is one of the people that we spend more time on him, still we only know maybe maximum few weeks of his life. Imam had 57 years of life. We only know very last part of the life of Imam. Imam Hussein was a man dedicated to remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dedicated to serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing all the wajibat, not doing any haram, and even more, doing mustahabbat and not doing any makruh. So when you achieve this remembrance of Allah, then you achieve itminan. Ala bidhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Why? Because there is a deep desire in our heart for absolute perfection, for absolute goodness, absolute knowledge, absolute beauty. Unless we reach Allah, we are not satisfied. Maybe for some time I think what I don't have, if I have it, would give me satisfaction. When I am poor, I think if I have $1 million or pound, I would become very satisfied. But when I have £1 million, then I think if I have £1 billion, I would be satisfied. But if you have the whole treasure of the world, you will never be satisfied. Because money is not giving satisfaction. If you go after anything from this dunya, you will not be satisfied. And there's beautiful hadith which says, the bounties of dunya, always before having them, are more attractive than when you have them. Those who don't have something, they think, oh, that's the best thing. When you have it, you say, no. And still you are not satisfied. But the bounties of akhirah are better than the description. When you have them, you realize that, oh, it's better than you imagined. You never thought that they can be so good, so nice. It never occurred to your heart. So, it is through this remembrance of Allah, through going to the ultimate source of beauty, perfection, richness, that we will be satisfied. Otherwise, we will not be satisfied by anything else. So, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ tatma'innul. When you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you achieve this sukoon, then what happens is that you would be able to stand against your temptations. For you then would not be difficult to control your emotions, your desires. You become a man of principle, a woman of principle. Then nothing can take you easily to this direction or that direction. You are firm, you are deeply established with remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, no pain of body or no stress of the soul would be taking you away. You would be like an ocean. You can, you know, blow into a cup of water and cause disturbance. But even millions of people, you know, blow into an ocean, they cannot cause any disturbance. A mu'min who is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is connected to the ultimate mercy, ultimate sukoon. So he would be not disturbed. So as a result, this mu'min would be able to be pleased with whatever happens to him as soon as he realizes this is the will of Allah, this is at least happening under the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would be pleased. Because either this is what Allah has planned for you, or at least Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted this to happen because of the greater picture, the greater understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. So sometimes a tragedy happens to me, a bad person causes a trouble for me. It's not planned by Allah, but as long as I know that everything is in His hand, nothing is going out of His control, He's aware of what is happening to me, He's there to support me, and he is also rewarding the people who are patient, then I will be pleased. As you see, Imam Hussein many times said on the day of Ashura that he is pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Imam Hussein, in many situations, in Mina, for example, he said, رِضَى اللَّهِ رِضَانَا أَحْلَى الْبَيْتِ. Whatever is the will of Allah, we are pleased with. If Allah wants us to give our life, money, to see our ladies and children being taken as captive, we are pleased. What is important that He is pleased. We make sure, we do our best to make sure that we do something which would be according to His will. Then the rest is not important. If it is according to His will, that's fine. So you become Razi. When you achieve this Raza, this pleasure, you are pleased with whatever Allah is pleased with, then a change happens. Not after a few days or few weeks, but after you establish this as a quality, that you are always pleased with whatever Allah is pleased with you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, now I am pleased with whatever is pleasing to you. So your Raza becomes Raza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this servant of mine has no interest in anything other than pleasing me. So now, whoever is making him happy, I am happy. Whoever is supporting him is supporting me. And who is causing disturbance to him is causing disturbance to me and making me angry. Like we have about Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. Sunni and Shia have narrated from Rasulullah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْضِبُ لِقَضَبِ فَاطِبَهِ وَيَرْضَى لِرِضَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry and wrathful when Fatima is made angry. If Fatima is happy and pleased, Allah is pleased. Why? Because Lady Fatima is the one who established first this quality of Rida in herself. She dedicated herself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She didn't have any personal interest, any ego. Therefore, if you make Fatima happy, you have made Allah happy. If you make Fatima angry, you have made Allah angry. Or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, فاطمة بزعة مني فمن آذاها فقد آذاني. Fatima is not a person separate from me. Fatima is not a person who is struggling to follow me. Fatima is part of me. If you make Fatima angry, you have made me angry immediately. Not that when I come to know, I will become angry. مَنْ آذَاهَا فَقَدْ آذَانِي. You have immediately already have made me angry. So this is the quality of Ahlul Bayt, that they reach the point that by making them happy, you are making Allah happy. By doing something for them, you are doing something for the sake of Allah. Why? Because they don't have any ego. They don't want anything from us for themselves. They are not directing us towards themselves. They are always directing us through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are mirrors in which we see the light of Allah. They don't say, you know, look at us and be busy with us. They say, come to us, we teach you how to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was nafs mutma'inne, was the confident soul, the tranquil soul. Then Allah says, now you can come to me while you are pleasing to me and I am pleased with you. ارجعي الى ربك راضية مرضية. If we die before we achieving this quality, then we have failed in our life. We haven't achieved enough. If in the time that we are going to leave this dunya, we are not pleasing to Allah and Allah is not pleased with us, we would have problem. It means that we are yet immature. We are yet in a very low level of iman. But if you achieve this, then Allah says, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. Now you can enter into the circle of my ibad, my servants. Not ubbad. We have Ubbad and we have Ibad. Ubbad is the plural for Abid, worshipper. Ibad is plural for Abd. There's a big difference between Abid and Abd. Abid is the one who is worshipping. Of course, I have to first say that we don't even qualify for being Abid. We are much less than being an Abid. But imagine, even if you are an Abid who is dedicating all his life to worshipping Allah, still this is not enough. We have to become Abd. We have to become servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very clear example to understand the difference is Iblis. Iblis abadallah sittata alaf. He worshipped 6,000 years. 6,000 years is beyond our imagination, because we are only used to 1 year, 2 year, 10 years, 50 years, maximum 100 years. We don't understand what does 6,000 years mean. Imagine, you know, from the time of Prophet Isa up to now, all the things that have happened in about 2,000 years. Imagine 6,000 years. And then Imam Ali says, maybe these years are the years of Akhirah, not Dunya. La yudra amin sinil Dunya amin sinil Akhirah. If it is the days of Akhirah, so every day is 1,000 years. إِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ أَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. So, even if we take the minimum, which is 6,000 years of dunya, it's a lot. Someone who has done something for 6,000 years, but has not helped him. Why? Because he was just abid, he was just worshipping, abadallah. But, did shaitan, did iblis become abd, become a servant? No. Why? Because you can worship and still keep your ego. You can worship and still be greedy, be jealous, be selfish, be cruel. But if you are abd, then you must be resembling your master. Abd cannot be jealous, cannot be selfish. Abd of Allah cannot do anything other than wishing good for all the servants of Allah, other than being channel of mercy of Allah. This is why when we want to really honor Rasulullah, the best way to honor Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Rasuluhu was a position given by Allah, but abduhu was what he achieved. So the greatest achievement of Rasulullah was he was abd of Allah. So what we as individuals and as community have to learn to become abd for Allah, not just worshipper or just doing some ibadah. We have to become servant of Allah. We have to be always trying to make our will according to the will of Allah. What is pleasing my master is going to please me. I have no selfish interest in anything. My life is too short to spend on my own desires. Everyone is losing except those who are serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best one to do business with him is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise you are losing. Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Du'a Arafah said, you know, this is attributed to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Ilahi, إنك تعلم إني وإن لم تدم الطاعة مني فعلا وجزما فقد دامت محبة وعزما. This is one of the advantages of being a servant. Imam said, you know that maybe I was not all the time doing something for you. A servant is sometimes sleeping, eating, drinking. Sometimes is admitted in hospital, cannot do anything for his master. But it doesn't stop him being a servant. A servant is day and night, 24/7, counted as a servant. And master says, this is my servant. Why? Because it's not important what he's doing. He has dedicated his life to his master. He's eating or drinking or sleeping, it doesn't make difference. إِلَّمْ تَدُمِ الطَّاعَةُ مِنِّي فِعْلًا وَجَزْمًا فَقَدْ دَامَتْ مَحَبَّةً وَعَزْمًا. It has continued as a love and as a determination. So I have always loved and was determined to serve you. Many beautiful things, and inshallah we are going to listen to our dear brother Osama, and I don't want to delay. I just mentioned another sentence. In this beautiful dua, Imam says, O Allah, أمرت بالرجوع إلى الآثار فرجعني إليك بكسوة الأنوار وحداية الاستبصار. Very beautiful, very profound. O Allah, you have asked me to be involved in this material life, in this worldly life. Islam doesn't want us to isolate ourselves and live in a cave or desert. We have to be active members of society. But what is important that although we go through all the challenges of busy life that we have, but I want to come out of all these difficulties and these challenges and these busy days بكسوت الأنوار, while I am covered with your light. I go to university, to school, to shop, to workplace, but I want to come out not na'uzu billah with the burden of sin, or not even with forgetfulness of your mercy. I want to come out with anwar, with the light of remembrance of you. Imagine if every day we go and come back, we have achieved more light. How would be our life? وَهِدَايَةَ الْاِسْتَبْصَارِ I want to have the guidance of being insightful. It's very important, you know, we need insight. We need to be able to understand. Even if there are many, many veils and curtains and many, many difficulties, if we are surrounded with many question marks, we have to have the insight to penetrate and see the light behind all these veils. This is what we need to achieve. حَتَّى أَرْجَعَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْهَا مَسُونَ السِّرَّ عَنِ النَّذَرِ إِلَيْهَا So that I can come back to you as if I have not looked at them. My heart was not busy with them. I was dealing with them, but not become preoccupied and busy with them. I have dealt with people, but I was always thinking of you. This is the quality that we have to achieve. Be with people, but not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَرْفُوعَ الْحِمَّةِ أَنَ الْاَعْتِمَادِ عَلَيْهَا I never trusted anyone and anything other than you. I was doing this game, you know, very nicely. This is a game. Dunya is a game that we have to do it properly. But I knew that this is a game. If I win anything, it's coming from you. When I go to work or study, I do it properly, better than anyone else. But I know that the result comes from you. So I don't depend on anything. I don't depend on my memory or on my teacher or my notes. I depend on you. مَرْفُوْ الْهِمَّةِ أَنِ الْاِعْتِمَادِ عَلَيْهَا And then Imam said finally, after a few lines, فَحْدَنِي بِنُورِكَ إِلَيْكَ Guide me with your light towards yourself. If you wait for me to come to you, maybe I don't come or it takes in a lot. You take me towards yourself with your light. وَأَقِمْنِي بِصِدْقِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ This is the summary of my lecture. صِدْقِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ I want to achieve truthful servitude. I don't want just to worship you. And I don't want to claim that I am your servant. I want to be honest servant, and truthful servant of you. بِصَدْقِ الْعُبُودِيَّةَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ If you achieve this, فَادْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَادْخُلِي جَنَّتِي Then you can enter into the special VIP heaven that Allah has for His servants. Not only for the worshippers, not only for the believers, for His servants. This is the day of Ashura. This is the day that the tragedy reaches the peak. I just mentioned a poem and inshallah we benefit from my dear brother. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي ألات بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بغيت وبغي الليل والنار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ظهر عاشورا زمین کربلا بود و زین ظهر عاشورا زمین کربلا بود و زین In the noon of Ashura, it was only Hussein without any helper. پیش خیل دشمنان تنها خدا بود حسین. In front of enemies, it was only Allah and Hussein. هر طرف پرپر گلی از شاخی افتاد بود و اندر آن گلشن خزان لاله ها بود و زیر Ashura was like autumn when flowers all are dropped. There was a garden of flowers, but only one flower was remaining. داشت در آغوش گرمش آخرین سرباز را زن همه یاران علی از غرب جا بود حسین حسین had no defender, no soldier. He had only his little baby with him. He was the only remaining helper for Hussein. آخرین سرباز هم غلطید در خون گلو بعد از آن گل خیمه ها ماتم سرا بود حسین Even that little soldier of Hussein was killed and covered by the blood of his throat. After that, the tents of Ahlul Bayt were full of pain and sorrow. یک طرف جسم علمدار رشید کربلا غرق در خون دستش از پیکر جدا بود حسین Imagine the situation In one side it was ابوالفضل العباس body whose hands were separated اون و جعفر اکبر و اصغر به خون خود خضاب کربلا چون لال زاران با صفا بود و حسین Body of own, body of جعفر, body of اکبر and اصغر All were on the soil of کربلا It was a garden whose flowers were cut off Now what happened? When enemies saw Imam Hussein, he's alone, and they were not able to fight him one by one. Umar Asad commanded his soldiers to shoot arrows towards Hussein. تیر باران شدن سالار مظلومان فراز
هر طرف از شش جهت تیر بلا بود و زد. From every angle the arrows went towards the body of Hussein. الله لعنت الله على القوم الظالمين. يا حسين.